River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
How are you, Crazy James?
Oh.
Or are you Reasonable James again this morning?
No, I think I'm going to be Reasonable James here. And I think after today, Hopper, we're going to pause this for a little while. I mean, after all, this is about community events that are happening. And,
yep.
And there's nothing happening. There can't be, because we have to get a handle on this virus, on this COVID-19. Otherwise, you know, we're toast. So, yeah, we're going to pause for a little while. I do have a couple of things here. And don't worry, if something happens, I'll call.
Yep.
So, you know, don't worry about that. But yep. I do have a couple of things that I want to say, and then we're going to put it on pause for a little bit.
Okay.
And normally I don't promote a business, because this is about community events and nonprofit and things that are happening, stuff yeah. like that.
Yes, it is.
But these are strange days indeed. So, Friesen Brothers here in town, commonly called IGA.
Yep.
Hasn't been IGA for a long time, but, you know, that's just what we do. But Friesen Brothers, they've got their seniors hour, where only senior citizens go in and can shop. That goes from 7 till 8. They close overnight, and they do the deep clean in the store, which is great. They have been sanitizing and cleaning carts and everything. It's, you know, they're doing a wonderful job over there. Everybody's really stepped up over here. But when they open up that first hour from 7 until 8, that's for our seniors over at Friesen Brothers. At our other grocery store, the Grocery People, which is commonly called Super A, their seniors hour is the first hour that they're open, and that goes from 9 until 10. So during those hours, that's where we're going to let our seniors go in. And folks, don't worry, okay? There's lots of food. You don't have to hoard. You don't have to buy everything that's on the shelf. There's going to be enough food. We just have to be smart about this.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of buying everything, y'all went out and bought all of the toilet paper. And then you bought all of the wipes and all the paper towels and all the Kleenex and anything that you possibly conceive of.
Yep.
The only thing, folks, that you can flush down the toilet is the toilet paper and things that come out of your body. Oh, but I got flushable wipes. I don't care what it says on the package, okay?
Yep.
It's not flushable.
That's right.
Because if you start flushing paper towels and Kleenex and wipes and all that kind of stuff, what happens is it doesn't break down. Even the quote-unquote flushable wipes, they don't break down, and they ball up. And then what happens is that it backs the whole system up. Now, you might not believe me. Oh, what the heck do you know?
I do.
Exactly, and I've seen pictures. Google it, okay? There are places where the sewer system is so overwhelmed by this, and it's a big ball, and it takes a long time, and it's a big job. And folks, they've got other things to worry about right now. So don't flush the wipes.
James, I remember way back when, in a previous life, when I was covering news, it would be a common occurrence to be at a council meeting and the public works people would be saying, yeah, we've experienced backed up again because people are flushing diapers down the toilet.
Yeah. They're not flushable, folks.
No. Nope.
Just the toilet paper. I could flush a sock down the toilet. I could flush my watch down the toilet. It doesn't mean it's flushable.
That's right. It's
Don't
not.
Do it, okay? Toilet paper only, and whatever comes out of your body. But, you know, the paper towels and the wipes, especially the wipes. This is what I've had arguments with people about this. It says it's flushable. Okay, you do you. It's not flushable, folks.
Yep.
So, only the toilet paper. Let's not make any unnecessary work for our public works crews. And that's everywhere. That's High Prairie, that's Peace River, Napa, Falaire, wherever you happen to be listening to me. Abu Dhabi, I don't know. Do we have anybody that listens from Abu Dhabi?
Well, maybe online.
I hope so, on that Radio Canada app.
You bet.
But, yeah. So that's what I've got. That's it. That's all I got, Hopper. So the first hour that our stores are open, okay, 7 to 8 over at Friesen Brothers, and from 9 to 10 over at the Grocery People, Super A there. That's for our seniors. Don't buy everything, folks. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. We are going to beat this. We are going to have, you know, lots of time to be able to socialize and whatnot afterwards. But for now, keep your physical distance, that 2 meters that AHS and Health Canada has advised on. Listen to the experts, okay, Dr. Henshaw, and that she has her briefings every day. I think it's at 3:30. You can follow her on Twitter, okay? That's who you believe. Those are the people that you listen to. And then, you know, when all this is done, we're just going to throw the biggest freaking party that this country has ever seen.
Oh, boy, are we ever.
So until then, everybody, stay safe and stay crazy.
Appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.